Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you are a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to share some ways to approach adversity for those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies. Adversity can be defined as a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. If you are listening to this podcast, then it is possible and maybe even likely you have experienced or are experiencing some turmoil in your life. It may be difficulties in your relationship or challenges that are work or health related. Maybe these adversities are in some way related to your narcissistic tendencies. We all experience difficult times at some point or another. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies, I'm really glad you are here. My hope is that the suggestions I am about to share will add some clarity to the challenges you are currently facing. The first thing to remember is that it's okay if things aren't going according to plan. Life will not always unfold in the way you expect. In fact, it rarely will. Having narcissistic tendencies may cause you to have an unrealistic sense of entitlement and expectations. This may lead you to believe that you are not allowed to fail at anything you attempt in life. Any failure, no matter how small, may lead you to spiral into a cycle of negative emotions that will cause you to consciously or subconsciously question your sense of self. Early on, you might have learned to associate failure with shame. Perhaps the painful feelings of self-contempt and hate arose from an early failure where you were shamed by someone you loved or admired. Shame is a painful emotion that tends to lead to avoidance. We will do anything in order to not feel shame, and may use the defense mechanism of displacement as a way to avoid these feelings. The psychological definition of displacement is the unconscious transfer of an intense emotion from its original object to another object. What this means is that when we have difficulty processing certain emotions, we will redirect these feelings to someone or something else in such a way in order to avoid feeling them. This cycle of shame, which leads to displacement and other negative behavioral patterns, is quite common in individuals with narcissistic tendencies, especially during times of adversity. In order to avoid this cycle, it is important to normalize failure. It is absolutely okay for things not to go how you want them to go. It's okay if someone doesn't like you. It's okay if you made a mistake. It's okay that you are not quite where you want to be. It's all okay. It is important to reframe what failure means to you. It is also important to adjust your expectations. Even if you are not where you want to be right now in your life, it doesn't mean that you'll never get there. I'm sure there are still things to be grateful for, even if you are experiencing adversity right now. It can be easy to slip into the idea that things are either all good or all bad. Every single person in the world has experienced failure. It's one of the commonalities of mankind. If you are someone who can be narcissistic, it is highly likely that your ego and your setbacks are deeply connected. Don't let yourself go on an emotional roller coaster because something didn't work out or isn't working out. The concept of overcoming and moving through difficult times in your life is not a new one. You've done that many, many times. What I am suggesting for you to consider is that maybe you have tethered your emotions to your successes and failures in a way that is a little bit in the emotionally unhelpful range. When I say successes and failures, I am referring to any outcome that can make you feel good or bad depending on the result. If we take this discussion a layer deeper, I am referring to your potentially heightened sensitivity to become emotionally reactive when things don't work out in your favor, and even more sensitive and reactive when things go poorly. First, I need to mention that there isn't anything wrong with you just because you're a little more sensitive. That doesn't need to be judged at all. What needs to happen is right here in this moment, you can give yourself permission to consider the possibility that maybe you take your losses, adversity, and hardship a little more personally than others who do not have narcissistic tendencies. Take a big deep breath. You're doing great. This stuff isn't easy to confront. It is literally like calling yourself out. And when we do that, sometimes we can feel very vulnerable. Let yourself settle in as you take a few more deep breaths. Settle into this idea that maybe you're a little more sensitive than you realized. And maybe sometimes that sensitivity turns into negativity that is displaced onto those around you. We both know that the last thing your conscious mind would ever want to do is negatively impact someone who is in your life, especially someone you care about. Here is some good news. The fact that you are still listening to this episode means that this is an area of your life you're wanting to work on. And as Lao Tzu said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You are taking that step right here, right now. Take another big, deep breath. Here is what you need to hear and know. Failure is simply an indicator that you have something more to learn. Failure can also be an important building block for any future success. Failure isn't final. You must not catastrophize the setbacks that happen in your life. Logically, you know that there will be many setbacks. Emotionally, it's easy to forget and assume the worst when in reality, you have experienced and overcome many setbacks already. And if you look at the biography of most successful people, they have all had a defining moment in their life which was preceded by a failure. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic behaviors, it is important that you make the conscious decision not to displace your feelings of shame onto others. Some of the ways that these feelings may be displaced are by unfairly criticizing others, lashing out in passive-aggressive behaviors, and making others feel shame. For example, say that you received the bad performance review and did not receive a raise. You feel shame for this failure. You might take those feelings of shame and redirect them in a negative behavior to those around you. Something else to think about is that it's not uncommon for narcissistic individuals to be perfectionists. The need to avoid any appearance of failure is all-encompassing. But the truth of the matter is that being a perfectionist does not mean you will ever feel perfect. In fact, you are more likely to feel like you're never good enough. You might use perfectionism to mask deep-rooted feelings of inferiority. At the heart of most perfectionists is someone who feels no matter how hard they try, it will never be good enough. The reason I bring up perfectionism is because when narcissistic individuals experience adversity, it's not uncommon for them to feel inadequate, and these feelings can easily be displaced onto those around you. Now that we have an understanding of how adversity can affect an individual with narcissistic traits, we can address what to do when we find ourselves in an adverse situation. First, it is important to look at your relationship with failure. How do you experience failure? It is important to acknowledge that you may be exhibiting some of the behaviors we mentioned. It is okay to admit that failure is a difficult feeling for you to process. By recognizing that failure may lead you to lash out to others, you can begin to make the conscious decision to stop this behavior. It may not happen overnight, but you can begin to modify your behavior once you become aware of it. The second thing to think about if you are experiencing adversity and have narcissistic characteristics is, don't freeze. After any setback or during any bout with adversity, it can be extremely easy to assume the state of avoidance. Resist the temptation to let days and days go by without pushing yourself forward. I know it can be extremely difficult, but it's super important that you don't let yourself get stagnant. This is when the self-loathing, self-doubt, lashing out, and other negative outcomes will appear most. Use the 5-minute rule. Set a timer for just 5 minutes and put in some work towards your goal. After 5 minutes, you can stop. If you want to go longer than 5 minutes, that's great, but not necessary. By putting in just 5 minutes, it will help you start moving in the right direction. And with the help of some momentum, you can eventually get yourself going again. The last thing to think about is something that those who are not familiar with narcissism may not agree with. It is important that you stay on your own team. Anti-narcissistic rhetoric might assume or suggest that because narcissists can be labeled as selfish and self-absorbed, narcissistic individuals are somehow immune to beating themselves up and being extremely hard on themselves. In this space, it is safe to acknowledge that sometimes you can be way too hard on yourself. If you are experiencing hardship and adversity in your life, don't assume that you're not supposed to use positive self-talk and self-belief to guide you on your journey. It isn't the positive self-esteem, self-belief, or even a big ego that is problematic for narcissistic individuals. It's the defensiveness, the inflexibility. the thoughtlessness towards others. It's that stuff that's the problem. So stay positive, keep believing in yourself, and most importantly, don't let your emotions get the best of you. Acknowledge that you feel the uncomfortable emotion, and after a little bit of time goes by, get back to thinking about potential solutions. You've got this. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry, and until next time, see you soon.